Sports Moments Podcast. Sports Moments Podcast. Sports Moments Podcast.
Good morning, world. It is Sports Moments Podcast, episode 5. Carter 5, let it fly in the building, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, J-Hide. And again, it's Sports Moments Podcast, sponsored by Jordan Moments. We in the building with your boys.
Drake be chilling.
It's your boy Daniel.
Marky Mark.
Hey, you know what it is. We strong in the building out again. Here. And again, we just going to get straight into it. Current events. And you know what it is, man. It's been the same current event to start off the podcast for the last 4 episodes going into the 5th episode. So y'all know what it is already. It's
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell part 5. And I think I actually have interest in this topic this week. It's getting really interesting because my team is getting interested in
Before we even get into him getting traded, man.
Okay.
Or if he's getting traded, whatever. I'm from the show me state, man. Like, can they make a move with Le'Veon Bell, man? Trade him, don't trade him, play, don't play. Come on, man. We got to do something.
What is a show me state for listeners?
The show me state, man. You either know or you don't know, man. And they got to do something with Le'Veon Bell. What are the rumors? So what are the teams that's rumored to want Le'Veon?
Top teams I'm seeing is like the Eagles right now and the 49ers.
So, he's going to a different conference. Everybody knows that.
I mean, it looks like Pittsburgh's trying to get him out of the AFC. They want to get him into the NFC. Lock him for, he's been really big on this. He's been touching really hard on this subject with the Eagles being really interested in trading for Le'Veon Bell. He said that the Eagles would have to clear up some cap space, have to trade probably either Nick Foles or Brandon Graham just to clear up that cap space to take on Le'Veon Bell's contract. And then he's thinking that a third round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers could get that deal done if they can just clear up that cap space. They want a second round pick, but they're thinking that they're kind of out leveraged in this situation. They don't think they're going to get that second round pick as far as the trade value. Le'Veon, he hasn't showed up. His contract's huge. Le'Veon is Le'Veon, but I mean, in trades, you don't always get what you.
I don't think Nick Foles gets it done. Why would the Steelers want Nick Foles?
It's not that the Steelers want Nick Foles, it's that the Eagles have to get rid of Nick Foles to clear cap space.
If you really want to think about it,
so that's included in a package. I mean, Nick Foles, somebody that the Steelers want, and then
Nick Foles wouldn't be going to the Steelers. Nick Foles would be going to another team
or he'll get picked up by the Steelers. He could, he could get picked up by. I mean, if you think about it,
that's a good point.
Big Ben is out here, yeah. Okay,
before we because 2 weeks ago, y'all was sitting here talking about, we need Carson Wentz back because Nick Foles isn't getting it done. So why would anybody want Nick Foles? Y'all were just so happy for him not to be able to play.
But Carson Wentz is bad.
But to back up,
Nick Foles. The Steelers
are saying that because it's Carson Wentz behind him. Like, he's obviously, getting ready. It's different. But I'm saying, if he's your starting quarterback, you can build a nice little core around him.
So you want Nick Foles to replace Ben Roethlisberger?
No. It's an interesting concept.
It is a very... To back up Dre's point, I get what you're saying, Dre, because let's say, like Ben Roethlisberger, he's talking about retiring here after this year, I believe. Why not have Nick Foles as your replacement or your mentor quarterback?
Like a filler?
For your rookie that you're going to draft and then move forward with that. I mean,
you don't want to contaminate your rookie quarterback with Nick Foles.
He won a Super Bowl. He's a good from Texas. Texas quarterback.
And speaking of this Le'Veon topic... I do, before we move on, I do want to touch on this Earl Thomas injury that has a very good connection with this Le'Veon situation.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas, he reported.
Bravo, Earl.
He came for the team, put the team on his back. Actually, he was going out there, probably the MVP of the Seattle Seahawks, if you're looking at the Seahawks right now. He comes and he breaks his leg, fractures his leg. He's out for the season without that contract. Le'Veon sitting back, out, not playing, not injured. And he's playing bad guy for the NFL right now. But, I mean, is he really the bad guy?
Not at all. I think, I mean, obviously, like, I feel bad for him, but I think that this is kind of, I don't know, it sounds messed up, but it's kind of best case scenario for the players moving forward. And I think Le'Veon is kind of now the, I think everyone views his situation completely differently now. Everyone's like, oh, wow.
This can happen.
It makes sense. This is this is why they're sitting out now. This is why they're holding out. They really don't have guaranteed money. People are starting to, like, wake up, really. And, I mean, again, like, it sucks for Eric Thomas, but he's going to be kind of the sacrificial lamb, if you will, for everything moving forward for the movement. And I think it's going to be really good.
Before you say anything else, I hate to say this, but Le'Veon may come back on the Steelers bye week.
That's true.
True.
Week 7.
I saw that.
Week 7. Make sure everybody has that perspective in this fact. So Le'Veon's, I mean, not to, like I said, not to backtrack, but got to give a perspective. Like, Le'Veon's had a certain amount of, I guess weight he wanted to carry this season. So he obviously picked out, you know, after the bye week, I must have this workload to have. He doesn't feel like, obviously, that's his contract doesn't, you know, weigh out that much. So he felt like, what, 10 games? That's what, how much they have left? Yeah. He felt like 10 games is that contract. So with Earl Thomas being hurt, he felt like, obviously, he was going to play through his contract. And obviously, he got hurt. But I feel like, I mean, whose side would you really be on? Would you just play through it? I mean, or would you, you know, have that, take that risk and, you know, be with Le'Veon Bell in that situation?
I mean, kind of, I mean, talking about
you
that.
You can take a risk on both sides. You don't get to play, maybe.
It's tough for sure. But, I mean, like, even like talking about that, Le'Veon's got to stay healthy this year. True. When he comes back, I mean, regardless of if he gets paid or not, he's playing this season somewhere, either in with Pittsburgh or whatever it might be. But if he doesn't get traded, he's playing in Pittsburgh for at least 10 games this season.
True.
He has to stay healthy. If he doesn't play, he's not going to be eligible for free agency next year. So he has to stay healthy and he has to play. If he doesn't stay healthy, all this goes away. So that's a big if as well.
And just, I think that was all Le'Veon's point, is probably just to sit out those games is to increase his odds of staying healthy throughout the season. So hopefully that plays out well for Le'Veon. I'm cheering the guy on. I think, I mean, I'm on his side as far as what he's trying to do for the players in the NFL. And speaking about being on people's sides, we know we have this huge kneeling, not kneeling thing going on with the United States with our current president, Trump, and everything. We do have some good news going forward with Eric Reed coming off the blacklist, getting picked up by the Carolina Panthers. A move that should have been made a long time ago, if you ask me, just based off of pure NFL talent. He's back in the NFL. Is Kaepernick next?
Kaepernick's not next. I would love to see Kaepernick be next, but he's not next.
He's not next. He's
It's wishful thinking.
Yeah,
this is definitely opening the door for
sacrifice. That was a sacrifice.
Sacrifice, and it's okay to sometimes stand up for what you believe in. Yeah, people come around sometimes when they see what's happening isn't a stretch or isn't, you know. I don't want to get too much into it, but
stand up for something even if it means losing everything.
True. I like that's a good way to put it, Daniel. And we'll end off on that. Just moving into the next topic. And again, unfortunately, just like last week, Eagles great passed away recently this last week. Wes Hopkins, the safety for the Eagles, between 1983 and 1993, died at 57 on September 28th, 2018. So we want to send our prayers and condolences out to Wes Hopkins, his family, and his friends. We definitely do miss you as Eagles fans. But just going forward, rounding out our current events for this week, we do have a special week this week because it is week 5. It means it's no longer week 4, which means it's Suspension Sunday. Players are back off suspension. We have so many players that are coming back, starting with your boy Jimmy Smith from the Ravens, cornerback. Missed the first 4 games due to conduct policy. Most of these are the first 4 games due to conduct policy. Cincinnati Bengals, Vontaze Burfict. Dallas Cowboys, David Irving. Dallas Cowboys need all the help they can get right now. Indianapolis Colts, Robert Turbin, the running back. Los Angeles Chargers, Corey Luggett, the defensive tackle. Minnesota Vikings, Kendrell Brothers. I don't know if he plays that much. New England Patriots, Julian Edelman, the wide receiver, big pickup. New Orleans Saints, they're going to get a little bit heavier on offense with Mark Ingram coming back. Going to do that 1-2 power punch with him and Kamara. New York Giants, Josh Morrow, defensive end. And New York Jets, Rashard Robinson, cornerback.
Oh, shout out. That's my cousin. That's my blood cousin.
Shout out to Mark's blood cousin on the podcast, Rashard Robinson, coming back from suspension. What'd he do, man?
He just wasn't following the rules.
Not following the rules. Not following the rules. You gotta follow the
rules sometimes.
Shout out Rashard. And then to round it up, Oakland Raiders Daryl Worley, shout out. He was actually picked up by the Eagles and cut before he even practiced with the Eagles. I want to say he got cut in the same week.
Now you're trashy. Messing up,
messing up with some substance abuse. Hopefully you get better with that, Daryl. But good luck with you coming back with the Raiders. But that ends out the current events. We hope you appreciated that segment. I hope you appreciate this instrumental as well as we go on to the next segment. It's you, my on the beat, what's up? Hey, and we're back with the week 4 roundup, and you know what it is, we just gonna get straight into it. And just picking up where we left off with Earl Thomas being out for the year.
Huge shout out to the way he went off the field.
Huge shout out.
Middle finger in the air to the sideline. I love it.
I've never seen that before.
I support him 100%.
Tell him how you feel. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, before he did what I've never seen before, Earl Thomas was going for the play. Arizona Cardinals, Josh Rosen threw it to. I don't remember who the receiver was. Earl was kind of running, just kind of came up short or something. It seemed like he broke his leg before he even got to the dude. I mean, they scored a touchdown. Earl was laying on the floor. They put him in a cast, got him off the field. And when he was getting carted off the field, it looks like he just gave the Seahawks sideline the middle finger, man. I mean, I feel where Earl Thomas is coming from. I mean, he should have got paid. He's been the Seahawks MVP, like we said earlier.
Undisputedly. And he didn't even practice. Like, he didn't show up he didn't play during the preseason. He didn't show up during, training camp. He wasn't there.
Practice?
Shows up week 1, best player on the field.
Not a game.
Like, come on, bro.
You got to pay that man. And I mean, I just don't understand what's going on with the Seahawks and their decisions to let star players go. I mean, they let a bunch of their star players go. It seems like really all they have left is Russell Wilson. But best of luck out to Earl Thomas. Hopefully the Seahawks kind of figure out what they're going to do. But I mean, but going into the next topic of the week 4 roundup, the game of the week. All right, so moving on to the next topic, we have the game of the week. What was the game of last week? What was the best game of last week? Go ahead, somebody
started. I like that.
You're asking us our opinion?
Yeah, okay. What was the best game
of last week? The most interesting.
The best game for me last week was definitely...
It was the Eagles game. Like, that went overtime. Like, it was... Like, that was...
Hit close to home.
Yeah, yeah, obviously that didn't go my way. Like, obviously, that went overtime. Like,
yeah, his corners are trash.
Game. It wasn't a good game for
your corners.
I'm the type to look at, you know, half full.
Corners.
I think that Carson Wentz is going to get his rhythm back, and I think it's going to be a lot better this week.
You're not overly concerned?
I'm really not. The Titans are good.
They've had a really impressive last 2 weeks. Yeah. The Jaguars and the Eagles back to back. Those are two solid teams.
Like,
I can work with that.
Good.
The Titans are good.
Matt, game of the week, though. Who else had another game?
No, the Titans are good. The game of the week for me was the Bengals and the Falcons.
Okay.
Talk about a classic shootout. Andy Dalton, the Red Mamba versus Matty Ice. Mr. I don't deliver in the playoffs. Definitely not the Super Bowl. I got Calvin Ridley on my fantasy team.
Okay.
I also had the Bengals plus 9.5.
Ooh.
So they definitely covered that spread. Yeah, alternate spread. Had them at alternate spread.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Daniel, game of the week.
I mean, for me, the game of the week was the Rams and the Vikings.
Okay, starting it off.
For several reasons. I have Jared Goff on my team. I have Calvin Ridley on my team. Both players individually did phenomenal. My team put up like 210 points, something like that, in fantasy this week.
I don't play in your fantasy league.
What was that?
I don't play in your fantasy league. Your fantasy stats aren't impressive to me.
That's fine. You would have got that L2. That's okay. That being said, Jared Goff, I mean, 3 for 5 touchdowns, obviously did a great job. But I mean, on the opposite side, I mean, the Vikings did well as well.
Wait, didn't you play one of them?
No, I played Daniel this week. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later on in the show.
If the Rams have a good game this week, you're losing again.
Nah, it's not gonna happen.
It's that simple.
Side bet.
The Rams win, I win. It's that simple. The Rams have a good game, I have a good game.
Side bet. If you're going to ask me what my game of the week was, it seems like a boring matchup, but it turned out interesting. I think that Cleveland Browns Raiders game turned out pretty interesting.
Baker
Mayfield out there doing a damn thing, but he couldn't pull through with the win. He should have had the win. Browns keep giving up these late game wins, and they should be pulling them through. But
they're getting better, though.
They're getting better, man.
Is John Gruden Baker Mayfield's dad?
He could be.
The way he talks about him, it sounds like that's his son, man. Dude loves Baker Mayfield. Does he know his quarterback's Derek Carr?
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know what's up with John Gruden, man.
Yeah, John got a decade, though.
Another pass rusher.
He has a decade to get it together.
He's looking for one.
He's got a long time.
He has a decade.
He's looking for a pass rusher.
He was disgusted when he found out Khalil Mack had another forced fumble and a sack.
Every game, he's had a forced fumble.
That's a layup for him.
But just kind of moving on from the games of the week, what were the week 4 upsets? What were some of the games that you didn't expect to go the way they expected?
I never expect the Cowboys to win.
Wow.
That definitely surprised me.
I think for a lot of people, I think it was that Bears game.
Yes, that was crazy.
I was pretty sold on the Bears. Like I said, you can check the records. I picked the Bears last week in that game, but... I think people are starting to realize, I think they could, this may be a hot topic, I think they could win that division.
Week 5,
they may win that division. But, yeah, I think that Bears game was pretty out of hand for everybody. I think nobody expected that.
Hot take, is Trubisky better than Carson Wentz?
No, chill out.
He looks a little better, man.
I think he's had a good game. I think that was an anomaly.
I mean, as far as my upset of the week, you know, I got to go with the Eagles. The Eagles, that was terrible. That was one of the most painful losses I've ever witnessed in a long time. 4th and 15, don't get a stop.
Yeah.
It was like 2 more 4th down conversions they get.
You gave up 3 4th down conversions in the overtime game.
And, bro, what kills me the most is that we had a 17-3 lead in the third quarter. And
you're trash.
We have this defense playing with this lead when we're supposed to pin our ears back and be getting out Mariota, and Mariota's making us look like clowns. So.
Maybe a couple of your pass rushers are a little outdated.
I don't think that's the case. I think we actually get it back together with the Vikings this week. I think the Eagles' defensive line, like Brandon Kirk Graham was saying, I think on his record, he says that the Eagles' defensive line has Kirk Cousins figured out. They know his tendencies.
Kirk Cousins about to light y'all up.
Kirk Cousins is not
for nothing. Kirk Cousins balled on the Rams defense last week.
The Rams defense is hype to me. That's a subject.
And they were missing. Game.
They didn't give up a 14-point lead.
Yeah. DeMarcus Peters play last week?
Yeah, he did. Okay.
Talib didn't.
Oh, yeah, no, he's out for a while.
Are you sure? Sue getting to the quarterback.
Sue.
I saw Sue get a couple sacks.
Sue is overrated. Moving on, does anybody else have a week 4 upset that they wanted to mention before we move on to our power rankings?
I think the Dolphins are trash.
I don't know if that's a hot take.
Alright, think about it. Because everybody was, they were undefeated, blah, blah, blah.
3-0.
Coming in, the first divisional game against the Pats. And they lay an egg. It's 38-7.
I had the Dolphins plus 12.5.
I had them a lot more enthusiastic about that game. They didn't even show up. So they're trash.
My spread was over in the first quarter.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, what, were you surprised though?
Bro, no.
I learned a long time ago.
That's the thing, man.
I think I was surprised. I think
because the Dolphins. What
but
am
the
I
Dolphins
thinking?
Usually play the Patriots pretty well, man. If you go back in history,
don't you bet against Tom Brady? Now when he's playing the AFC South.
They lost to the Lions, though. But, I mean, I guess they picked up
the AFC South.
They're going to win that division. That division is so washed. But, anyway, that was my take.
Good take, Dre. I agree with that. But moving on, we'll just go ahead and get right into the updated power rankings for the week. Top 5, bottom 5, and we'll get into the bottom 5 since Daniel wants to do the bottom 5 first. We'll go ahead and do that, Daniel.
I feel like we want to end off with the best, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
So starting off, worst team, undisputably, Arizona Cardinals. That being said, you know, bright light, Josh Rosen.
Trash.
Didn't play.
You like his game?
I didn't say I like his game. I don't dislike his game.
Okay.
And I think that he's the one of the biggest bright spots they've had in a long time. So that's just something that they can hold on to hope. And hope does a lot for a lot of people. So I'm excited for the Arizona Cardinals fans.
Okay.
That being said, they're still the worst team in football. second to worst is... This was, I mean, it's just really a toss-up. I mean, I guess the 49ers right now just because they don't have Jimmy G. After that, I'll go the Giants just because they still have Eli Manning as their quarterback. The Bills following them, and then the Jets rounding out the bottom five for me. Going over to the top five, it's easy. The Rams, best team in football. They're a machine. They're about to smack the Seahawks. Coming behind them, the Kansas City Chiefs, although they should have took a loss last week, the Broncos definitely choked that. Different conversation for a different time. Behind the Chiefs, I have the... I like the Bengals. I like Cincinnati. Mm. And then after Cincinnati, I have... Just me personally, I can never count out the New England Patriots. And then after that, I have rounding at the top five. I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that's my bottom five and top five.
Mm, okay. Moving on
bottom
to...
Bottom five, top five.
What you think, Drake?
Drake.
Bottom five. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I like Josh Rosen. He's all right. He's straight.
I think that their defense needs a lot of help, though.
Absolutely.
49ers, because they don't have a quarterback. But they showed me a lot of
heart.
Spark last week. Because, you know, they covered their spread. And with the... They played the Chargers last week, by the way. Coming up next was probably the Colts. I think they still have a lot of little holes to fill. And I don't know about Andrew Luck's arm strength. Like, his arm strength is kind of shaky.
Mm.
You know, something to look at. Then the Bills. Even though they do play with heart, they beat the Vikings early in the year. I still got them pretty much at the bottom. And then the Giants. Just because of Eli Manning, he's kind of questionable. I think he's kind of losing them games right now. But, you know, they wrote that check last year by not drafting out a quarterback and getting Saquon. So, yeah, I got the Giants kind of at the top of the bottom. So.
Hmm.
And then coming up, I'm going to go with number five. I got a tie. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
No ties.
And the Eagles.
No ties.
That five spot. I still think.
How are they
I still
Eagles?
Think. No, because you can give them a good. I mean, like I said, bro. Like I said, at the end of the day, they still are a good team. Lost to the Titans.
It's not
Titans
about
are,
what
Titans
are
a good team. They're a good
about
team.
What are they right
they,
now?
Right now, they lost to a good team. They lost to a good team last week in overtime. Like, you know, things happen. But I think the Ravens moved up in my top. Obviously, that's what I said. They're right next to the Eagles. The Patriots are right there at number four. Because, like I said, they took care of business last week. They're the Patriots.
So you Jags. Have a team that lost last week in your top five. Yes? Is that what we're doing? Or a tie. You have them a tie. So you have them
they,
six.
They didn't move six. From last week. They were in my power rankings last week at number five. They didn't move from my number five
so,
spot.
So they were in the five. They lost the game and they didn't lose a spot.
No, they stayed
okay.
steady. Like,
I'm just
no
trying
movement.
To understand.
It's
okay.
been no movement. It's no movement. Movement. You know,
nope.
people go up and down
yeah.
power rankings. They still steady. Like, it's number
right,
five.
Because they hadn't lost.
But the Ravens went up. They couldn't go past them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I understand. So 2-2.
Oh, man. Different conferences. So,
not
man,
even the best
you know
team
saying?
In their division.
All right, so.
Top five. So hopefully, okay.
Sorry. So we got the Ravens and the Eagles at five. Like I said, they're pretty even teams right now for me. So I'm going to go with number four. I got the Patriots. Just because, like I said, I respect them, what they're doing. They still have a really nice blueprint. They have Josh Gordon to kind of, you know, build something on the outside with. The Jags at number three because their defense is solid. Still don't know about Blake Bortles, but I think they win some games because of the defense. The Chiefs showed me a lot last week. They covered the spread. I like it. And Mahomes in that defense is probably the best in the league. But the Rams are my number one just because they feel like the most balanced team, I feel like, in football right now just because they hit on all cylinders.
Just to piggyback on you guys, worst team in football is definitely the Cardinals. Just terrible. I think Alabama would beat them right now. Not much better than them. Pretty still terrible. The Colts. The Colts
Ooh.
Are bad, man. I don't like the way they look at all. They just don't
They almost
good.
Got a win last week.
Yeah. You know who else looks bad even though they won? The Raiders. The Raiders
yeah.
look bad.
Good point.
The Raiders look bad.
Good point.
I mean bad. Taking yeah. up 40 to Baker.
42-45 against the Cleveland
on,
Browns.
Now.
It took that to get their first win.
At four, have the Jets. Whoa, for fourth, 28th in the NFL, have the Jets. Just, they're not good. I'm not sold on the rookie. He makes bad plays after bad plays. right ahead of them. I got the Bills still. Bills. Terrible.
Terrible.
TRBL, terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. Charles Barkley voice.
Top five team, starting at number five, still in the spot. The Washington Redskins, they were on a bye week last week. If we forgot what they did before the bye, very convincing win over Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Top five on a bye week.
Well, they didn't move. But see, they didn't lose, though. But they didn't lose. They okay. stayed in the same spot, okay, but they didn't so lose a game. On the same so week. They didn't lose a game.
All right.
They just didn't play a game.
Okay.
They got the Saints this week. Early prediction, I got the Skins. 35-17.
We'll get in there later.
The fourth best team in football, I got the Jacksonville Jaguars, man. They're tough. That defense is always going to make them tough.
All right, all right.
They're going to be competitive for, you know, a couple years to come.
Okay.
Number three, I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears. That defense is solid, and I think Mitchell Trubisky might be a little bit better than Blake Bortles.
Hmm.
They're playing well even without Leonard Fournette. He's kind of in and out of the lineup. At number two, undefeated, Kansas City Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, the real deal. He's shaky on Madden, though. Had a comeback win on Denver. They're not very good anyways. At number one, you know, Los Angeles Rams. Best team in football. It's really not close. Head and shoulders probably above the next best team. Defense gets enough stops. Offense scores a lot of points. That's my top five for this week.
Top five.
I respect it. I respect it. Going into my bottom five, I respect all y'all's bottom five, but I think I have a little bit more accurate one. I think going on with the worst team in football, again, I agree with everybody. I think the Cardinals are the worst team in football. Moving on to the next worst team in football, I have the Buffalo Bills. Right under the Buffalo Bills, I have the Oakland Raiders. Again, I'm not impressed, even though they won this week against the Cleveland Browns. It was a high-scoring game. I'm not impressed at all with the Oakland Raiders. Moving on to the next team, I have the New York Giants. Again, I'm really disappointed in the Giants. Their offense looks like they have all the tools, but seems like they don't have a quarterback. They haven't had a quarterback for the last couple years, if you ask me. I've never been high on Eli Manning. I think he's the same guy that looked like he was scared getting picked up from that sack in every game that he plays. So I think they just need another quarterback. My worst are actually not my worst. But moving on to the next team after the Giants, I actually have the Steelers, man. The Steelers just look completely terrible without Le'Veon Bell. They can't really get a win, or they only beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they barely beat them. Just not impressed with the Steelers. Going to the top five, the bottom of my top five, I have the Chicago Bears. I'm pretty impressed with them. Again, like Jerry was saying, I actually think they will win that division, the NFC North, as far as the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Chicago Bears are a team that can go from worst to first this year, and that's going to be a team to be looking out for in the NFC. Moving on to the next team, I have the Titans. The Titans above the Bears. I'm pretty impressed with them. They pulled out two games against the Jaguars and the Eagles. I'm sad that it came at the expense of the Eagles, but Titans are in the top five. Moving on to the next team, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. Their offense looks pretty damn good right now. Their defense is giving up a lot of points, but, I mean, their offense is outscoring other teams. So, I mean, that's what you got to do to win. If their defense pulls it together, they're getting Vontaze Burfict back this week. I think that's a team to kind of be worried about in the AFC. Moving on to the next team, I think the top two teams are pretty similar in everybody's top five, but I have the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes looking like an all-star. Last week I had him at number one, but I think I expected a little bit more out of them playing the Denver Broncos this past week. So that kind of dropped them down to below, who I have at number one is the Los Angeles Rams. They just keep putting it on everybody they play. Nobody's really looking like they can touch the Rams right now, so you gotta give them a lot of respect. I think that's why everybody has them at their number one right now. But that rounds up our updated power rankings for the week. I hope y'all enjoyed that segment, and I hope y'all enjoy this instrumental as we move on to the next segment. prediction time. Prediction time. And before we get into this week's prediction, what we're going to do is go real quick through last week's predictions. Few games that we picked last week. We picked 5 games. We had the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Rams. Just going down the list, Daniel, Dre, and Madden had the Rams coming out on that game. Mark and myself had the Vikings going out on that game. Obviously, the Rams won that game. Going down to the next game, we had the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tennessee Titans. Everybody but Mark and Madden had the Tennessee Titans, had the Eagles winning that game. And the Tennessee Titans, as you know, won that game in overtime.
I knew the Eagles were trash.
Mark.
Shut up. Moving on, Tampa Bay and the Bears.
Tampa Bay and the Bears. That one was pretty obvious. Everybody picked the Bears in that one. Straight win for everybody in that one. Going down to the next one. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Going down to the next one, we had the Ravens and the Steelers. Mark, again, the lone wolf, picking the Ravens in this one. The only one coming out with that win on top. Mm. And then going down to that Monday night game, everybody was on the same page in that one, picking the Chiefs over the Broncos. Daniel had to go with his head over his heart in that one.
Shout out Wakanda.
That's it. As far as week 4 roundups, or as far as the week 4 predictions that we did last week, that was a quick summary. And on the season, if we go to our podcast prediction standings on the year.
Fresh off the press.
Fresh off the press we have. And the number 4 seed, we'll go ahead and start with the number 4 seed. The number 4 seed we have.
Who is it?
Jordan Moments.
Who is it?
Myself, unfortunately, out of myself, nice. Dre, nice. Daniel, and Mark. Okay. All right. With the 8-9 record, it was pretty terrible. I'm not gonna, not even gonna get any more in detail on that. Going into the 3 seed is
a tie.
No, it's not a tie. It's Dre.
Is it
at 9-8? Dre has a 9-8, and I will tell you why it's not a tie.
Okay, all
right. Because we have Daniel at number 2,
yeah,
with a 9-8 record, which is the same as Dre's, but
okay,
what's special about Daniel's 9-8 record?
8-8.
Daniel 9-8.
9-8, sir.
Daniel called a completely accurate game.
Oh.
So Daniel gets bonus points for calling a completely accurate game.
Wow.
The game that he called was week 3, Browns Jets. He called the Browns 21. He called the Jets 17.
Exactly,
that was the accurate score for the game. So Daniel gets bonus points for that. So his 9-8 is a little bit stronger than Dre's 9-8.
And obviously his 9-8 is not as good as
at number 2, which leaves, obviously,
The Lone Wolf,
Mark, at 10-7.
First to 10.
Two games are, three
first
games above 500.
First to 20.
Pretty
really
nice.
Really, when you're as good as I am at calling games, you start getting calls from the ESPNs, the FS1s. You know, and it's just, I'm really doing Jordan Moments podcast right now. This is where my heart's at, man. I'm not really entertaining any phone calls right now.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so since Mark is the hot guy, we're going to go ahead and segue our way into my favorite part of the podcast, which is prediction time, and it is for week 5. Thursday night game tonight. Tonight we have the Indianapolis Colts against the New England Patriots. Starting off, Daniel, who do you have winning that game? What's the score?
I got coming up this week, we got obviously the Patriots and the Colts. I mean, this is pretty easy for me. I like how the Patriots looked last week. I got Tom Brady as my quarterback in a different league. But I got this Patriots looking 28-14. That's my score.
Okay, 28-14. Daniel?
Cover the spread.
They do cover spreads. Pats plus, negative 10.
10.5.
How's the weather like over there? I think it's going to be probably clear skies.
No snow.
Clear Thursday night weather. I'm probably going to go Pats
28-7.
Pencil it in. 28-7. I like your predictions, both of you, except they're just not good. I'm also going to go New England. I think this is a close one. I think Andrew Luck and Brady into a shootout.
Okay.
I think with his weapons back, Julian Edelman, Gronk doesn't get doubled anymore. Gordon's out there now. Hopefully Hogan gets a little more love. I got the Pats in a shootout. 38-33.
38-33.
Over on the game.
Come out on top under. Against the Indianapolis Colts.
Two bad defenses.
Super under.
If you're going to ask me on this game, I also have the Patriots on a straight sweep. So we have a straight sweep with the Patriots across the board. I have the Patriots coming over the Indianapolis Colts 38-17. 38-17. I have the New England Patriots coming out on top by at least three touchdowns, 38-17. Madden also predicted this game, and based off of what Madden predicted, Madden had the Indianapolis Colts losing to the New England Patriots 16-20, and it had Brady with a stat line of 67.9 completion rating, throwing for 409 yards and one touchdown. And it had Andrew Luck with a 58.1 completion rating, 264 yards, and one touchdown. All right, moving on to the next game of the week. This is America's game of the week, my favorite game of the week, the game that I'll be having my eyes on. It is the Minnesota Vikings at the Philadelphia Eagles. Mark, who do you have in that one?
As much as I love a good Philly cheesesteak, I'm rolling with Kirk Cousins and company.
Oh, goodness. Hey, this is a good way for me to catch up.
He's going
to
light y'all boys up. I seen those corners last week, and Mariota out there looking like the next coming of Dan Marino.
Okay.
No, sir. Kirk Cousins going to light y'all boys up. He's been earning every bit of that guaranteed money. 85, was it? 85 mil?
Okay.
I don't know what he's getting, man. I'm just glad he's out of Washington, but he's going to light y'all up, man. I got Minnesota 34-20. Over the Eagles.
Wow, 34-20 over the Eagles, Minnesota. Mark has. Dre, who do you have winning that one?
Spread in Philly is a -3.
Okay.
So that's something to think about. And I think we bounce back. We're a different home team.
I agree.
We are on the road.
Definitely agree with that.
Energy's going to be there. We played Minnesota last year and
smacked the brakes.
So I mean, they're gonna play hard. It's not gonna be a lopsided win. Okay. But I do have the Eagles winning this week. They covered the spread. I got a 24-20,
a close game. Eagles in that one. Daniel, take us off.
So I might surprise you guys a little bit, but I actually have the Vikings in this game.
Okay.
I got the Vikings 21-17.
Trying to ride
21-17. 21-17. I appreciate y'all picking the Vikings in this one. It gives me a way to get back into the rankings and get back into the standings and move my way up. I'm going to pick the Philadelphia Eagles in this one with Dre. The Minnesota Vikings. I just really don't think the Minnesota Vikings have enough to beat the Eagles without Everson Griffin, which is a big injury that they have that they're dealing with right now. That being said, I think the Eagles come back. I think their offense gets rolling. I think we have a good 31-17 victory over the Minnesota Vikings this week. So I have the Eagles coming out on top against the Vikings. We also did a Madden simulation on this game as well. And in this one, we had Minnesota losing to Philadelphia 32-11. In that game, with Wentz having a stat line of 56.8% completion rating, throwing for 353 yards and two touchdowns, with Cousins with a stat line of 48.5% completion rating, 205 yards and zero touchdowns. And again, you can find these Madden simulations on our YouTube page. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And definitely check out those Madden simulations as well as the podcast and plenty of other gaming videos and sports videos as well. Moving on to one of the more interesting games of the week. One of the top offenses in the league going against the top defense in the league. The Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Daniel, who do you have in that one?
This one, so the Chiefs, obviously, they've been putting up a stupid amount of points lately in all their games. I think this is their probably going to be their biggest defensive test so far, besides last week, obviously, going up against the Broncos. So I think the Chiefs come out with the dub, but I think a score of something like 24-17, actually 24-14.
24-14
Kansas City.
24-14 Kansas City.
Dre, who you got?
This is a good game. This is going to be, I think, I mean, I love the Eagles, but I think this is going to be a first game of the week, all low key. This is a good game. Very good. Kansas City, I'm going back and forth. Spread. I'm going to go with my gut, the instinct. I'm going to say 21-10 Chiefs. I think they get it just because Leonard Fournette is not playing. They got to rely heavily on Blake Bortles, and I think it may be a little bit too much for them today.
Okay.
I disagree with you. I disagree with Daniel. I think this is the game Jalen Ramsey welcomes Pat Mahomes to the NFL.
Yes.
The Jags defense, I think, gets all over Pat Mahomes, and the Chiefs get the stops when they need them, get some turnovers early. I got the Jags 25-20.
Mark, I'm actually going to follow you on that one. I got the same thing, man. I think the Jags kind of get on Kansas City Chiefs as well as far as the passing game. I think it's going to be a close one, but I think the Jags get their win over the Kansas City Chiefs, hand them their first L. I have a score of 24-21 in that game. And then moving on to probably the most interesting game for all the people that is probably listening to this podcast in Texas. Probably one that I
no, it's a good game,
about.
Bro. This is Texas.
It's Texas.
Bro, I'm watching the Texans.
I'm going to watch
it. I really don't remember the last time. Have they played before, bro? Or am I tripping? Have the Texans and the Cowboys played before?
Yes, they played.
I think they've had to stop drinking play before. They've had to have played before. There's no way that
I promise, bro.
Schedule with that.
It's because Jerry Jones doesn't want it to happen, bro. He doesn't want his fans to convert, bro. It's a bigger picture. That's why we don't have a team in San Antonio. The reason why we're going to have a team in San Antonio is because it would take away from the Cowboys fan base, which is why Jerry Jones doesn't want that to happen, because it takes, you know, that's the market,
bro. Jerry Jones.
All right.
I agree, man.
I'm just saying, that's the reason why I don't have a team. R.C. Buford used to own the Saints. I mean, that was our way in, but I don't think it's going to happen. So.
True. But, I mean.
Shawn Michaels is from San Antonio.
He is.
He should buy a football team.
They played 4 times. They played in 2002, 2006, 2010, 2014.
Oh, so this is actually their fifth
year.
What was the first year they played?
It's not a lot.
2002.
That was the year Dre graduated high school.
Oh, man.
Fun fact for the day.
I'm not 37 years old.
But
Cowboys have won 3.
Cowboys have won 3 out of the 4.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, moving on, who is going to win that game?
Dre, prediction.
Dre, who do you have?
I think it's gonna be a good game. I'm gonna watch, but I think we're gonna go 31-27 Texans.
31-27 Texans. Daniel, who
yeah,
you
I'm
got?
Gonna go. I'm not neither. Neither team is scoring that many points. Texans. Like, I feel like even this is a lot. 17-14.
Texans.
I think it's going to be some...
Actually, correction. 21-14 Texans.
21-14 Texans.
Okay.
21-14. Mark, who you got?
As much as I don't like Dak Prescott, because he's not a good quarterback, Dakota Prescott, as much as I'm not a fan of Dakota Prescott, now I'm going to roll with Houston.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, Lamar Miller, Hopkins are going to get busy this week. Those terrible corners for the Cowboys.
Terrible.
I'm talking about they got worse corners than the Eagles got. When you talk about the Cowboys corners, you're talking about some of the bottom tier corners in the NFL. If you got a couple of unsigned seniors looking for colleges, they could probably sign up for the Cowboys and play better corner than the corners they got.
Possibly.
I'm going to take the Texans in a shootout. Well, shootout for the Cowboys.
In Cowboys standards.
It's Cowboys scoring. They'll get 2 touchdowns, maybe 3.
I got the Texans 28-21.
28-21 in a Texas shootout.
A Texas, a good old Western. Gunslinging Western. I got the Texans, baby. Out of Houston. Shout out Katy, Texas one time.
A good old gunslinging shootout in Texas 28-21. Mark has Houston, Texas coming out over the Dallas Cowboys. And it looks like we're going to have a straight sweep on the Houston, Texas, Houston Texans. I don't know why this outline says Texas.
Houston, Texas, Houston, baby. Forget it. Houston, Texas, Houston.
Oh, but I do have the Houston Texans winning this game 24-13. I think the Cowboys, I think this is going to be my accurate prediction of the week. 24-13, Houston over the Cowboys.
You're high on Dakota.
I'm mediocre on him.
Not mediocre.
You pick the Titans? I mean the Texans?
No, the Texans, yeah. Oh, okay. Pick the Texans, straight sweep. And moving on to the last game of the week.
The best game of the week.
According to
Monday Mark, night. Mark, make sure you're paying attention. Washington football Redskins against the New Orleans Aints.
Ooh.
Shout out my man Benny. We're going to take y'all out again just like last year.
Side bets.
I got the Redskins big.
Oh.
Alvin Kamara, we finna shut that shit down. Ooh. Ooh, that's Drew Brees. Out of here. We're gonna go into that to the Mercedes-Benz Dome and really take it to the Saints, man.
What you got?
I'm going Washington Redskins 28-17.
That's a big. That's what you had as a blow up. That's what you could say.
I mean, Saints are a good team.
I mean,
I'm not gonna get too disrespectful. That's 11.
That's a point,
okay.
That's
11.
That's a blah. Okay.
How much did y'all lose by last week?
Three.
Okay. Well, you're a 3-point favorite, so you lost by 6.
We bounce it back. Yeah. Dre, who you got?
I have a good game. We're playing in New Orleans.
Where? I like that. Washington, baby.
New Orleans.
Sweet.
I think that right now, well, from what I'm looking at, I think the Saints played well last week against the Giants. I think with Mark Ingram coming back, I think I got the Saints 28-24. They don't cover the spread, though, so go with the points for Redskins.
28-24. You had who coming out on top on that one?
Saints.
28-24. Dre had the Saints coming out on top of that.
It's going to be a good game. Before your prediction.
It's a good game. It's going to be a good game.
I would just like to say, come over to the dark side.
Daniel.
Bro, I'm giving y'all points. Like, it's going to be a good game. I'm giving them points.
I agree,
take the
man.
Points. Take the points.
Better over here.
Take the 6.5.
Daniel, who you got? Who you got, man?
I am going with the Saints.
Saints.
And okay. The Saints are going to win this game
21-14.
Okay.
21-14.
Y'all are wrong again. Does anybody want to make side bets? Does anybody want to take a bet?
No, bro.
Y'all think the Saints? Are you going to go Saints too, Jordan? Let's...
I have the Saints.
Okay. Lone Wolf.
31.
Bro, you about to be at the bottom of this
thing. To 28.
Lone Wolf.
I have the Saints 31-28. I think Mark's going to help us all kind of sneak back up into the standings. We may have a different standings next week for you all. But that pretty much sums up the predictions for this week. I hope y'all appreciated that segment. And I hope y'all also appreciate this instrumental as
well. Y'all know his name? Hey, Mac. Ladies and gentlemen, C5. Oh. Wing time. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo. Zone, 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 zone. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
All right, and we're back. And this episode is going to be a little bit different. We do not have callers in on this episode, so we're going to switch it up a little bit on this episode. So what we wanted to do was touch a little bit on the fantasy football leagues and get a little bit of an insight on that, what's been going on, kind of update the fantasy, kind of update our fans on the fantasy leagues and what's going on in those. To summarize last week's results on some big games that we had in fantasy, the first one that I want to point out is $60 league. I have two games that I want to talk about. The number 9 seed, Cash, versus the number 7 seed, Juju's Voodoo. This was probably one of the closest games of the week. It was 113.66 to 113.5. So Cash pulled out that victory over Juju's Voodoo. That was a pretty crazy game. Looking out for Juju's Voodoo, he was number one at the beginning of the league. He's slipping, and he's still slipping. So I hope he kind of gets it back together. Shout out to my boy Eric. I hope you get your stuff together, Eric. I know you want to get back to that number one seed. Moving on to the next game of the week, which was the J number 8 versus Kier's OK team number 10. And that game turned out 110.68 to 120.98 with Kier beating the J. So stay on the lookout for Kier. Again, she's trying to make her run and get back into that championship spot. She's a defending champ, so stay on the lookout for Kier. And then moving on to the 120 league, I want to go into some big games. And the first one that I want to talk about, we had my cousin on the podcast last episode. So you know I got to talk about that game. And I was number 6 last week, back to back to back. If you didn't know, I did win the last 2 championships for the $120 league. That's why my name is back to back to back, because I'm about to win this one as well.
If you didn't know, I didn't participate in either of those leagues, so this is my first time playing.
And if you didn't know, Mark is in the same division as me, and I'm 2-2. I'm 15 right now.
2-2, 500. A game back.
That's why you will notice that we will not talk about Mark in this segment. But the number 7 seed going against the number 1 seed at the time, my cousin. DMV Waterboy, shout out Maryland. Shout out
DMV one time, 410, holla at me. DC. 757, holla at me.
But you know what I did? You know what I had to do? I had to go through. I had to teach. I had to teach the young boy a couple of lessons. 135.22 to 95.38. I had to give my cousin his first loss of the year. He was the number 1 seed. Now he's looking at the number 3 seed. So I had to knock him down. We in the same division. So shout out to my cousin. Last game that I want to talk about from last week was the biggest game of the week. Probably one of the dopest games that we'll probably get this year. The number 2 seed versus the number 1 seed. Running Brackets versus Cash. We had Running Brackets losing in a slim one. We had 167.76 to 186.10. So Cash, the number 1 seed in the 120 league right now, holding it down. That was a pretty big game. And then just kind of moving it forward to this week's big games in fantasy. And we'll kind of go backwards this time with the 120 league. Again, you know, with me being in the top, you know, I'm playing the top teams, winning games, you know what I'm saying? So, again, we have myself at the number 6 seed going against the number 4 seed, Tony's terrific team. We had Tony on the podcast, I believe, last episode, 2 episodes ago. Big shout out to Tony, looking to get this dub this week in the 120 league. But then moving on to the next big game of the week, we have Hide and Go Zeke versus Mattress Man, number 8 versus number 9. And Hide and Go Zeke and Mattress Man are 2 Dallas Cowboys fans, unfortunately for them. but shout out to both teams. Good luck to both of y'all. Close matchup. See who comes out on top on that one. Moving on to the next 2 games that I want to talk about, the $60 league. The first one that I want to talk about is probably one of the most interesting games of the week. We have number 3, Comeback Cartel, versus number 1, Tony's terrific team. Sure. That's going to be...
what do you say, Dre?
you want to speak up, Dre?
You have something to say, Dre?
Dre, you got
somebody's
a little,
trash, you said?
A little bit of ill feelings towards one of these teams.
Moving on.
Moving on, I guess. Tony's terrific team holding it down at number 1 seed, going against number 3 seed, Comeback Cartel. And before we get into that last game that I want to talk about, I have to say a little bit on Comeback Cartel. Comeback Cartel had a really hard week last week. And the reason being is that if we went to our chat, if we were able to show you all our chat in the Yahoo Sports Fantasy League that we use.
Put a screenshot in the comments.
I can do that for you all. I can put a couple screenshots in there for you. But Comeback Cartel was talking a lot of hot mess this week about
that hot shit.
How he was on a bye week this week. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't think I've ever seen a team lose on their bye week. But that is exactly what happened this week. But shout out to Brandon holding it down. He was the number 15 seed last week going against Theo. My boy Comeback Cartel. Going into Monday night's game, Comeback Cartel was down 104-58 to 138-72. The final score was determined Monday night as 149-68, 149-42. So Comeback Cartel had made that comeback as we thought. But we woke up Tuesday morning and it rolled around and stats were updated overnight. And Brandon had taken the win. And it was 149-68 to 150-92. So ends up Comeback Cartel ends up losing in his bye week. So I don't know if he can get any worse for Comeback Cartel. I don't know if he'll keep his mouth shut moving forward as far as these fantasy games.
Where I'm from, we call that the short end of the stick. So, I know where I'm from, man.
Shout out to Theo.
I'm not sure you're from either.
But moving on to the next game, or the last game, the most interesting game of this podcast, and it's going to happen again because we're in the same division. We have myself versus Danny D, the number four seed versus the number two seed.
I got to check on Danny.
Let's talk about this game for a second because I think this is the best game of the week. What do y'all want to say about it?
I mean, let me just ask y'all a couple questions here.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Jordan.
Okay. Okay.
Looking at Daniel's roster on a scale from 1 to 10, how worried are you?
To be quite honest, man.
10 being the most worried.
So if I'm putting it in a ranking, I'm going
to
say
1 to 10.
I'm gonna give him an
8.68.
I think his team is really talented. I think his projection really slights him as far as how many points he should be scoring. If you look at the ranking or if you look at the game so far, the matchup, I'm supposed to win 145-89 to 125-37. But I don't think it's gonna be that easy. Daniel's been putting up. I want to say he put up like 200 plus last week.
Oh, I did.
What was it, Dan?
I did.
To what?
Let me get that for you real quick, Mark.
Okay.
Over,
okay.
I know it was over 200. He was in here talking about it.
A little over 200 last week. 208. 208.
That's 208. Tough. 208's tough.
So if we would have played last week, Daniel would have took that dub last week. But
this ain't last week.
This ain't last week.
Danny, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What do you think this week prediction wise? Do you take my man Jordan out? Do you take the title as the best fantasy player on the podcast in the $60 league?
I mean, I already have that title, so there's that.
We haven't played second. Before, so.
Okay. I play him next week.
That's fine. Bro, we're especially not winning the show. Okay.
Let's stay focused. We on this week. Let's not get caught up in next week.
We'll project it to win. We'll project it to win. I can lie. Project it to win.
Jordan's team. We have a lot of faith in our team over here.
Okay, okay.
A lot of faith. I mean, like I said, it's literally all I need is the Rams to have a good game. Like, it's literally that simple. Everybody else can take care of themselves.
Wow.
Melvin Gordon's going to get his points. Stephon Diggs is going to get his points. Amari Cooper's going to get his points. If the Rams play well, I'm golden.
You're not nice.
On Jordan's side, I mean, Carson Wentz, I'm not worried about that. Tyler Lockett, he overperforms a lot.
Wow.
I have a question, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
So I see that Daniel's making some adjustments to his roster, dropping a couple of players here in the last 30 minutes.
Wow. So Daniel's doing some live moves. I'm just interested.
Why did you pick up who you picked up? Can you tell me a little about Jordan Wilkinson?
If I could just get in here for a second.
Wilkins.
If I were you, I wouldn't really be giving too much.
Wilkins.
Can you tell me a little bit about Jordan Wilkins, please?
Daniel, before you get into it, Daniel, I wouldn't be giving too much information to an 11 seed.
Jordan Wilkins.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Jordan Wilkins? Why'd you pick him up here in the last 30 minutes?
So, I have Marlon Mack on my team. He's supposed to be starting running back for the Indianapolis Colts. He has been hurt for the majority of the year. I have Jordan Wilkins, who's a backup running back. That being said, he's been splitting time with, I forget his name, it's like Naheem Smith or something like that. I think that's his name. Naheem Hines. And last week, Naheem Hines had 2 touchdowns and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so I was I overreacted. I was mad at Jordan Wilkins for his lack of production, and I released him. Upon further review, I put him back on my team.
So you dropped him and added him back.
Okay. Yeah. That's all that happened.
Okay, I've never seen that before. So.
If you ask me, it sounds like a panic decision.
Sounds like somebody's quaking in their boots.
It sounds like Daniel's trying to make some save-ass moves. This is a very interesting game because Daniel and myself are both 3-1 in the same division, which Dre is in, by the way, at the bottom. But we're both 3-1, and whoever wins this game will be number one in that division. So it's a big game this week. But again, I think that
Jordan.
Oh my God.
What are we talking about?
But that pretty much rounds up the fantasy games of the week. And I hope y'all appreciated that segment. And again, I hope y'all appreciate this instrumental as we move into our last segment. This is our new segment of the podcast. We got to give our shout outs to everybody that we appreciate. So dropping that instrumental.
Shout out, baby.
Mark, who do you have?
Man, shout out. It's my favorite segment. Shout out my man Ben. We got the Saints this week, the Aints.
Woo!
We're gonna take them out. Me and my man Ben got a little cheddar on that game.
Okay.
You care to disclose the amount?
Shout out, Madden. I took care of my man Dre.
Lost to my boy DeAndre.
Last night, 14-0 shutout. $160 on the ground. Christian McCaffrey gets busy.
Okay.
Shout out Jordan Moments.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out Washington Redskins.
Okay.
Shout out my Lakers. Had a couple preseason games earlier in the week.
Okay.
Man. God is good.
All the time.
Shout outs. Who we got? Dre.
All right, we got shout outs. We're going to shout out the Eagles. We're going to bounce back this week. Got a shout out Carson Wentz for, you know, getting rhythm. Shout out Port of Texas, you know what I'm saying, making sure everybody is good. Shout out for Mark leaving early. Shout out to everybody listening to this podcast. Shout out to all the real ones.
As I say, shout out to my friends, my family. I want to say shout out to everybody out there that are just trying to make it. I just want to say keep going, keep pushing. And I just want to say shout out to everyone who listens to the podcast. Appreciate the support. Y'all stay up. Y'all real.
Definitely. Shout outs from me. Again, I got to stay consistent. Shout out to my wife. Again, putting together the podcast outlines, doing the big behind the scenes work that y'all don't see. I mean, y'all really don't see anything. Good shout out to my wife. Got to give a shout out to her. Huge shout out to my pops. He's in the $60 league. If y'all haven't noticed, we're definitely going to get him in on the podcast one of these days. Tim's Posse. Shout out to Tim Posse, my dad's team. I think he's number 3 seed right now. I don't know if that's correct or not. But shout out to my dad. Also, and if I'm going to shout out my dad, I got to shout out my mom. Shout out to my mom. I'm definitely a mama's boy, so shout out to my mom. Shout out to the Eagles, Carson Wentz, Jalen Mills, all y'all dudes out there. I need y'all to get it together. I need y'all to give me a win this week, bro. If it wasn't for y'all last week, I'm probably not even going to get into that. Le'Veon Bell. Shout out to Le'Veon Bell. I hope he comes to Philly. I think that would be the biggest pickup that we could ever get.
Such a great pickup.
Oh, my goodness. I think that would be a Super Bowl rerun. And to end out the show, I got two more shout outs. I want to shout out Mello Hendrix for letting us use his equipment again. And then lastly, I want to shout out Ja'Cory Logan. Ja'Cory Logan, DeAndre, my boy DeAndre Logan's brother, little brother, out here killing it in the high school football game.
Grinding, bro.
Out here getting about 3 touchdowns a game. My boy had about 2 kickoff return touchdowns in one game and then came back with a toe drag swag touchdown as well. So Ja'Cory Logan, stay tuned. The boy's gonna be out here. You're gonna hear his name a lot. This won't be the only time you'll hear his name. But shout out to Ja'Cory Logan. He's gonna do big things in high school football as well as college, I'm sure. But shout out to Ja'Cory Logan. But that is it. That is the rest of the podcast. We definitely appreciate y'all tuning in. I gotta give a shout out to the fans as well. We definitely appreciate y'all tuning in every week. And thank God for letting us make this happen, giving us the talent to bring y'all this show every week on a weekly basis, every Thursday, tuning in every morning. So we appreciate y'all. And again, that's the Sports Moments Podcast brought to you by Jordan Moments. Everything to do with moments. We appreciate your time, and we are out.
Later.